Okay, is everyone ready to start our final session? This is track A. And we're going to talk about some things dealing with real estate, permitting, construction, with some different perspectives, both on things in Texas and things outside of Texas. So my name is Carolyn Shellman. I'm a lawyer, was a month or two ago with Enoch Kiever for several years. I'm now with our firm has joined Butler Snow. So I think I'm listed in the program a couple different ways, but I'm with Butler Snow right now. And the first speaker that we have, I want to welcome up here. It's Jake Storms. Jake is a lawyer from California. He is with the Cox Castle firm. And if you've looked at some of the information about him, Cox Castle is a California firm that is full service but completely specializes in real estate. So he's got a lot of information that I think you're going to find real interesting, and I'm going to turn it over to him.
Afternoon, everyone. My name is Jake Storms. As you said, that I am a transactional partner with the law firm of Cox Castle Nicholson, and I am an unrepentant dirt lawyer. So we're here to talk about California Spotlight, but really talk about some lightly touch over several different concepts in California that might be different than you see other places. So we're going to move ahead here. My clicker here. Does that work? So some goals. We're going to discuss some common real estate topics. My goal here is that you have heard of these items so that when you do come across them in a California context, you think, hey, didn't that really smart guy in Texas tell us about this? So, and that you know to go and actually ask somebody about them. So we're going to review some standard site control documents, things you've seen before, but things that are very specific to California. So wait, real close show of hands. Who's here either done or is planning on doing a project in California? Lucky me. So a lot of times, a lot of this you'll have seen before. So, but we're gonna plow through a lot of standard things you're gonna see. So in California, standard site control documents for a renewable energy project. Purchase agreements, lease agreements, easements, licenses, you've all seen these before. But we're going to talk about some very specific items in each of these that are specific to California. So first of all, in your standard purchase agreement, things to note. The default in California is a grant deed. It is not a warranty or special warranty deeds. Those are very, very rarely used in California. So understand that you're going to be using grant deeds. In a purchase agreement, those of you who've worked in California before will have seen what's commonly referred to as the 1542 release. This is California Civil Code 1542. This is generally a general release from the buyer to the seller for known and unknown claims. Most sophisticated seller and their counsel will require a 1542. You may not have seen them because you're dealing with the unsophisticated counsel or parties that don't have counsel, but sophisticated sellers and sophisticated counsel with a purchase and sale agreement, and even sometimes in a California lease, you're going to see a request for a 1542. Note that this is pretty standard. Also note that there is usually a standard set of carve-outs for this release. Will not release you for fraud, gross negligence, kind of standard lawyer stuff. One thing here too is, and this is one of the sort of key things to understand from this discussion, is the California Subdivision Map Act. So to understand that the transaction must comply with Subdivision Map Act or it can be held invalid. Note that the rule basically is a parcel cannot be leased, encumbered, or conveyed if it is in violation of the Subdivision Map Act. So that's why we specifically in California have a nice title endorsement for the Subdivision Map Act. Also to note here too is that California is a title company escrow state. Some states run their title through law firms. California does not do that.